Mexico Gin Lab, and he's going to talk about some fiber quality stuff.
All right. Good afternoon. My name is Derek Whitelock. I'm an engineer at the Ginning Lab in New Mexico. I'd like to introduce you to my co-authors, Vicki Martin and Ed Barnes. You can't really call them co-authors because they haven't seen this presentation yet, so don't blame them for anything you see here. But the way this came about is actually they sent me an email and they said, hey, this question came up about how LeafGrade, basically, what's the relationship between LeafGrade and percent trash? There's not a lot of research out there that tries to evaluate those two, and could you kind of look at this data and go a little farther than we have and maybe present something in Beltline? And I said, yeah, sure, that's great. I'll be able to do that. And so this is what I have to show you. And it's probably not as good as they hoped it to be, but we'll show you some results.
The check there, right?
That's right. Yeah, the check, yeah. Speaking of. Now, so kind of the hypothesis was just that LeafGrade could be used to predict trash in a bale. And this picture is kind of interesting because I had some HBI images that we were using for some other research, and so I pulled out an HBI image that I was told had a number 3 LeafGrade. And a lot of the data that we have showed me that number 3 LeafGrade was about 3% trash. So I piled up 15 pounds of trash. This was how much trash would be in a bale. And it's kind of surprising. It just kind of struck me. I thought, wow, that's a lot of stuff in that bale. Now, of course, this isn't trash that you would actually find in a bale so much. This is actually cylinder cleaner trash that I pulled out of a bin. But it kind of struck me as, wow, you could cram a lot of trash into that bale. And so I thought that was a kind of an interesting image. And we talked about that for a while at the lab. But it's important. It'd be nice to be able to use some of the data that we get from classing to actually give us an idea of how much actual trash would be in that bale. And so that's kind of where this came out of. So the samples came from actually a study we did in 2005 where we sampled all the way basically across the whole United States in a different study. And the HVI and MDTA-3 data where we looked that we got was actually taken at that time at Cotton Incorporated. And then more recently, I think Vicki sent the data to AMS, and they assigned a leaf grade to that data so that then we could try to do our comparison. So it's kind of nice. We derived some old data that we took a while back. We didn't have to do a whole bunch of new stuff. So if you look here at the frequency of leaf grades, you can see, and it's not surprising, that of all the 470 samples, most of our leaf grades were in the 2-3 range. And we get way out there in the end of the high ranges, there's a lot less number out there. That's not unexpected. This is a graph here that I took the data, basically the MDTA 3 trash percent on the vertical axis, and then I ran statistical analysis on that data based on leaf grade, and this kind of shows that how that broke out. You can see, first of all, there's quite a bit of spread in the percent trash in 4 leaf grade between, you know, if you look at 1, say here, you can see we have a pretty good spread here, or at 3, and as we get farther out, of course, we have a much wider spread in the data. One thing you'll also notice is that there was a significant difference between the means up to about 4 leaf grade, and then here we have 5, 6, and 7, and the means aren't significantly different. There's a lot of variability. There's also not a lot of data points in this there at the end, so it's a little bit difficult to get a good measure with that wider range. So that tells us something that, hey, there is a little bit of difference there. One interesting thing to me that I saw is that really a number 1 leaf grade gives us about a 1% mean in trash, and a number 2 leaf grade gives us about a 2% trash, and a 3 about a 3, and then it kind of blows up as we get here at the top. And that's kind of maybe it's a kind of rule of thumb that kind of comes out of this, but again, it's a very, very approximate. There's a lot of variability in this data. So first thing I did was I thought I'd just regress trash percent with leaf grade. And you see here's the results. We have actual versus predicted. And again, what we end up having is for a leaf grade, say a 1 leaf grade or a 2, we basically get 1 number, but the actual number, of course, is a spread. So it's a very poor prediction. We only have an R squared of about 0.57. The root mean squared is 2, which is actually fairly large for this data. And then a press statistic, which doesn't really tell you a lot until you compare it to other things, which is going to be the highest of what we have here. So again, we have this issue with we just have a whole very widespread of percent trash. It doesn't correlate well with individual data points. And I started thinking about it, and you guys realize this too, is that leaf grade is actually not a number. It could be A, B, C, and D. It could be dog, cat, horse. We could call it whatever we wanted to. It is ordinal. It is an ordered number. One is supposed to be lower than eight, but it's really actually a category. So I thought, well, I know, we'll just do it that way. I'll regress it as a category, and we're going to solve our problems. We're going to have a 99 R-squared. It's going to be great. But it didn't work out that way either. I didn't actually expect that. So basically, we end up with a regression equation here that basically we have a slope, and then the x is only, if a leaf grade 1, it's 0. If a leaf grade is 2, then we add 0.73 and so forth. We have a similar relationship as we did when it was a number. We basically have a single number for a leaf grade predicted, but we have a wide range actually of actual. It's a little bit better. The prediction is a little bit better. The R-squared, adjusted R-squared is a little better. The root mean squared is lower, and the press statistic is lower. So that's good. And one thing you see here is when we didn't have a significant difference in 5, 6, 7 leaf grade, it shows up in this regression because they all sit on top of each other. This is all 5, 6, 7 leaf grades here that give us basically the same predicted number. Again, it's interesting, but it doesn't give us a good correlation. We can't take this back and say, okay, now we know how much mass is in that bale. So then I started thinking about it, and we said, well, okay, leaf grade's a category. Well, leaf grade today is based on HVI area and HVI trash count. And those are numbers. Those are continuous numbers. And what we're looking at is mass of trash, which is a continuous number. It's probably a better idea to start back there. So we wanted to relate leaf grade, our trash percentage, our mass, to HVI area and trash count from an HVI sample. So if we look at that, you can see this is a graph that shows HVI area versus trash count, and then I colored the points based on individual leaf grades, and we can see how that's kind of broken up, and this is basically how AMS does their calculations for leaf grade. They have their own algorithms, but it kind of comes out that way. And we can see there's a pretty good trend there, so I was encouraged by that. So here we see MDTA trash versus HVI percent area first. The data is pretty spread out. Actually, the R squared here, the adjusted R squared, is actually lower for percent area than it was for leaf grade as a category. The root mean squared is higher also, and so is the press statistic. So it's actually not as well correlated to HVI percent area by itself. But we get a better prediction with HVI trash count, a better adjusted R-square, a root mean squared error, and a press statistic. But it's still not very it's not very impressive. We could get some very general predictions from it, but I wanted to try to do a little bit better. So then again, we take a step back, and this is kind of the way I do engineering. A lot of people tell me I'm not a real engineer. I look at something and take a step back. And you guess it's something else and try it again. But I thought, well, what are all the different HVI measurements that we have? And we have leaf grade, we have percent area, we have trash count. We also have some things that we know also affect, they're affected by the amount of trash, things like color. So we have RD, and plus B here, and we have color grade. And I know color grade is actually a category too, but at the Gen Lab, we often do statistics on color grade, and we take it back to what's called an old code, if some of you guys know what that is. Where an 11 would be a 105, let's see, a 21 would be 104, a 12 would be 103, and then we can use that, becomes a continuous variable, we can use that for statistics. So that's actually what I'm using here when I talk about color grade, and not the 11, the 21, 22s. So we can see we have pretty good correlations here with these, which is what we expect. We had pretty good correlations when we were doing analysis. It's pretty poor here with color grade. Again, I took it back to statistics, and I said, well, let's do a multiple regression and see which one of these variables actually make it have a greater impact. And what fell out was basically percent area. It stayed in the regression. Trash count was in there. And then color grade became significant, became an important variable. It helped us get a little bit better job. Now, it's not great. It's still only a little bit, tiny bit above 0.65. But the root mean squared area and the press statistic is quite a bit lower. And we can see here we have, except for some of these points out here, down in here we have a little bit tighter prediction. It's actually not too bad. So, you know, it got a little bit better. I was encouraged by that. And if we look here at this data, this is predicted MDT3 trash. These are the HVI area trash count. And you'll see here basically just kind of the levels. We have HVI area that goes from about 0 to 0.13 with a trash count that's up to about 16. Our color grades are the high color grades, and that gives us a low mean for MDT3, which is, you know, what we expect. These predicted standard deviations are about half of what the actual were, which, okay, that's also to be expected because we're talking about a predicted variable. But we have some good information here, I think, and I think what it's telling us is that probably leaf grade is not the best thing to use, but maybe the continuous variables, we need to work more with our measurements and not something that's actually a category. This is the predicted MDT3 trash versus leaf grade. I went back into leaf grade now, and of course we see that these numbers are going to be quite a bit tighter because they're predicted numbers. And also the statistical significance for all of these is now different. We were able to, in the predicted range anyway, squeeze out a little bit of difference between these. Again, these are tighter, are predicted, but there's still quite a bit of variability here when we try to do that. So what do we really learn from any of this? I learned that next time Vicki and Ed call me to just say I'm out, have my secretary take a message. But no, it was actually, I think it was a really good exercise, and we needed to kind of look at it. And what we found was that trash content is related to leaf grade, but it's poorly related. It's mainly because it's a category and it's a call. It's not so much of a continuous variable. There's a lot of variation in trash content. We get better results when we use multiple HVI measurements, actual continuous variables, and I think that we might get better if we look into some more areas. Really, when it comes down to it, it's very difficult to predict mass from a picture of a sample. They're just not the same. And so if we're going to try to do that, I think one of the things that we need to do is 470 data points sounds like a lot, but when we're talking about so much variability, we need a lot more. And I think that data exists. I think we have MDT3 data for a lot of samples that are out there that we could probably pull together and do some more analysis with. And I think that we might be able to pull in some other HVI information. We know that there's a correlation between microinair and trash. And people don't like to talk about that, but we know it's there. That might be another variable we can put into the mix. And also maybe some aphids information, which actually has a little bit of gravimetric information in there too. So there's some things there we can look at. And so that's kind of what I have for conclusions today. And I don't know if we have time for questions, but I'd be happy to try to answer them. Or I think Brenda's here, right? So we can, or Vicki, you guys, they know everything about it. If you want to know how to run an MDT3 sample, this is how you do it. You take your samples, you send them to those guys, and they send you data back. It's fabulous. It works really great. So,
but then they threaten you.
Well, that's when you don't answer your phone.
Oh. Any questions?
Is the color of that trash?
Yes.
Well, that's typical what we would see in the gin. That's cylinder cleaner trash. So in the gin, the cylinder cleaner, we take out the smaller trash. That's not trash that came out of a bale. That's trash that came out before ginning. I just found some trash and I weighed it just to kind of get an idea of how big the pile would look like. The trash that came out of a bale would have a lot more motes in it and C-coat fragments and stuff be smaller.
Wouldn't color.
It wouldn't have sticks in it.
No, or the dirt, hopefully.
Yeah, but I was kind of taken back by how big that pile was. So.
Well, good. Next time, when I get my 3 or 4 calls a year with new crop and people start complaining that their trash content went up and that we must have changed leaf grade, I'm sending them to you. So, thank you, Derek.